Good morning. How are you? Blessed indeed. We have a retreat going on next door for DME, which always is the reason I'm yawning, because they keep me up till 12:30 last night and trying all the preaching and that there. And so, and I ask you to pray for me, because I have, we continue on till 5 o'clock, and then after that I have mass here at 8 o'clock. And the blessing of throats, and then hearing confessions, and then about 10 o'clock I'll drive to Pittsburgh, get a hotel. I'm not going to bother my mother because she has a Super Bowl party tonight, so I'm not going to go there. I'm not even tell her I'm coming in or she'll be upset. And then I'm going to get a hotel, and then I got to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get a plane out at 4:30 to Lafayette, Louisiana, and then I have to drive 2 hours to Lake Charles to do a parish mission this week. So I'm exhausted already, and I haven't got done anything else yet besides this retreat. So please pray for me and pray for the people I will be speaking to, and of course I'll be praying for you. But let's focus first, though, on the gospel. The gospel today deals with Jesus and what he does. And he goes to someone's house, and of course the first thing they do to ask him is ask him to heal somebody. You know, I'm sure he was all excited. And then it just says they ask him. It didn't say Peter, because the first person he healed was who? Peter's mother-in-law. And I don't know how excited he was about that, right? He could have been like, oh yeah, heal my mother-in-law. We thought she was going home, and sure, go ahead and heal her. But what happened as soon as he healed her? She served. The reason Jesus heals is so we can take care of others, so we can serve others. And that's where it takes us to the second reading today. And the second reading, here's St. Paul, and he's talking about his life. And he says, I preach the gospel. And then he says, although I am free in regard to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so to win over as many as possible. To the weak I became weak, to win over the weak, and I have become all things to all men, is what I used to say, but I have become all things to all, to at least save some of them. All this I do for the sake of the gospel, that I too may have a share in it. Isn't it interesting? Here's Paul saying that I preach the gospel that I too may have a share in it. Why? Because when we preach the gospel, that's how we share in the gospel. But the opposite's also true. If we don't preach the gospel, then we don't share in the gospel. So the question we have to ask ourselves this week is, do I do everything in my power, as does St. Paul, to bring others to Christ, to share with them the gospel, the good news of the love of God? You know, and again, we often sit there and want to talk about, you know, the righteousness and bringing about all these things. The Holy Father gets in trouble because he tries to be all things to all people. He tries to meet people where they're at, is what Paul was saying. And again, a couple years ago when I was on my radio program and I'm saying something about, you know, bringing the people to Christ and different things, and his priest called me later in the week and he says, Father, can I talk about what you said? Sure, Father. What do you want? And he says, I think you lead people to participate in mortal sin. What? He says, there's the 9 ways of helping people participate in mortal sin. And if you don't correct them in what they're doing, if you go to people's houses that are sinful, and if you sit there and go to a wedding that's outside the church, you are leading people into sin. Oh. I said, how long have you been ordained, Father? About a year. Oh. You been a pastor yet? No. Oh. I says, well, our job, I said, Father, would you be willing to give up salvation and be willing to not go to heaven so others can be saved? Absolutely not! I said, oh, St. Paul would. What? Remember later on, Paul says, I would hope myself to be lost if others would come to know Christ, if his people could come to know Christ. Now, do you really think you'd be lost if you wished yourself to be lost if someone else gets saved? Of course not. You can't outdo God in generosity. But what we're saying is this, that we should want and desire everyone to come to salvation. If we don't want that, what are we about? Why are we here? Are we here for our own salvation? What a waste. We are here to know that God loves us, to let him give us himself, to let him feed us with his precious body that we might live forever, and that he gives us power then to go out and bring others to Jesus. So again, the way we do that is the same way Jesus did it and Paul did it. Now today we begin in the gospel, and what does Jesus do before he goes to preach? He what? He prays. He gets up early in the morning and he prays. As I've told you before, what we need to be doing is bringing people to salvation. So if you're not doing it, I encourage you, you need to be doing it. This is how you begin. You go home and you put a list together of the people who don't know Jesus. Could be your family members, could be people you work with, doesn't matter. That's not my job, Father. Oh, it is. Jesus says, go and make disciples. He said this to you, not just to me. I'm doing my part. Trust me, I'm leaving in the morning to go to Lafayette. You got to do yours. And so you start praying for people. So you write a list and you put all the people who don't know Jesus and you make that list. Now you got to be doing this. I'm your pastor. You got to obey me. Don't you hate my guts? I know. So you got to sit there and make this list of people who don't know Jesus. Okay? Then you got to pray for them. Every day, pray for them by name. Pray for them, pray for them, pray for them. And then the second thing you do is what Jesus did. You love them. Isn't it amazing that Jesus didn't preach the gospel first when he was at Peter's mother-in-law? He healed her first. He loved her. All the people they brought to him, he healed them, which means he loved them. He wasn't saying them, hey, you can't be healed. You're a great sinner, you know, and until you stop sinning, you will not be healed. You'll go to hell. He healed them. He met them where they are. We need to meet people where they are and love them where they are. We preach that with the good news because God is love. Thank you, Ed. God is love. And so that's what we bring to others, the love of God. And then after you've prayed for them, after you've loved them, and you got to keep it in order, then you witness to them. You share with them the good news that God became a man in Jesus Christ. He died on the cross to set us free from our sins. That's the good news. And then after that, then we can get to tell them about their sin. Then we can sit there and tell them how they have to stop sinning in different things. But we tell people they have to stop sinning when they've never experienced the love of God. Do you see why that doesn't work? It just can't work. Because the only thing we do is hit people over the head. I know I do this well. But we got to sit there and set them free. So today, Paul says, I would do anything to save people. That's what he's saying. But he's encouraging and saying to us, we got to be doing the same thing, to do anything to save other people. And the way we do that best is we pray for them, we love them, and then we tell them. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us